Right. So the so this is on obviously Parshas Miketz. I want to talk about why Paro rejects the other angels, the other magicians' interpretations, and he follows Yosef's interpretation. So let's just read quickly. Miketz, and then I also want to get into, was Yosef, was it supernatural, his idea, or was it logical? In other words, why did Yosef think of this idea and the magicians did not? You can say maybe he had some powers, or maybe Hashem hid the powers from the other people, or there's something in between. In any case, so Paro has this dream, and then Perek Memalef, Pasuk Ches, the Torah says, "Vayiba boker vatipaim ruchol." So his spirit was agitated. Vayishlach vayikros kol chartmei Mitzrayim. He calls all the magicians of Mitzrayim, es kol chachameha, and all its wise men. Vayisaper Paro lohem es chalomo, and Paro tells them his dream. Vein poser osam laParo. Nobody can interpret them for Paro. Okay, and then the Saramashkim says his bit, and then he talks about Yosef. And then we find in Pasuk Lamed Tesvav, Paro tells Yosef, "Chalom chalati foter eino so." There's no one to solve this dream. Vanishamati lecha lemor tishma chalom mitorato. I heard that you know how to solve dreams, interpret dreams. Vayad Yosef's Paro lemor biladai el kimyanei shalom Paro. Says not me, but God will answer Paro's welfare. And then Paro again goes through the whole dream, and then Yosef has this, tells him it's all one dream, right? There are dreams about fat cows being eaten by skinny cows and fat sheaves being eaten by thin sheaves. And he says they're going to have 7 good years, 7 bad years. And after he says all this stuff, and then he tells a dream, then he gives a plan. Pasuk Lamed Gimel, he gives a plan. He says, "Vatayera Paro ish navon v'chacham v'shitel eretz Yisrael." Should find someone who's really smart to basically be in charge over the land. You should take steps and appoint people in charge of the land. And they will organize the land in years of plenty. And okay, and then he has this whole idea. And when he's finished, Paro likes this idea. Can you find another man in whom is the spirit of God in him? So it seems that Paro somehow recognized there's something divine about this. That may indicate something supernatural, maybe. I don't know. So why? I'm sure you. This is not a. My question is not a new question. What have you thought about why the why do the why the magicians fail to interpret the dreams for Paro? So there are about 5 or 6 approaches. So let's see if we can go through them.
So Paro rejected the answers that his wise men gave him because he felt that as king, any dreams that he have that are meaningful, I guess, have to do with the entire nation, should not be something just personal to him.
Right. So
And
that right.
they only dealt with stuff that had he had 7 daughters and so stuff
Right.
like that. Where's
So
Paro?
right. So
I
that
think.
yes.
Excuse me.
Okay. Wait. Okay. So wait, let's do one by one. Let's see. Okay. So the first. So the first, so that's found, you find Ben's approach in the Sifsei Chachamim, right? You have the, we'll go one by one. Let me just, well, since he said it, we'll quote it. We'll see if we can get all of them here. So we have Rashi, first of all, is the lashon of poser osam, ain poser osam le paro. So Rashi points out, posrim osam, they were interpreters of alo le paro, but not for paro. Shelo haya kolam nichnas ba osam, he didn't like it. And then you mentioned about the 7 daughters, or you're gonna have 7 daughters, you're gonna bury 7 daughters. Gracious Rabbah talks about you're going to have 7 kingdoms, and you're going to have 7 generals who are going to rebel against you. So the Sifsei Chachamim says that this point. So Aval Kishamar lo Yosef sheyia ra baratz haya lo koras ruach. When Yosef told him there's going to be a famine, so that calmed Paro down. Lefisha Amar shelakach hera lo kadosh baruch hu. So he said that first of all, God showed him this. Kedei lasos takar lemedina shalayimusu barav. He's doing something for the nation that they shouldn't die in the famine. And Shechalomos Hamalachim Einam Dvarim Pratiyim, because dreams of kings are not private matters. Rak Dvarim Kolim Kol Malchuso, they're only things that include the whole kingdom. O Kol Haolam, or like the whole world. Kachalamos of Shenavuchadnetzar Lachein Lo Yakoras Ruos. Therefore, it didn't calm him down unless it was something national. Okay, so that's the Sif Zechavim. Someone else? Yeah, someone else?
Afraid to tell him because the dream was about the Egyptian gods, like the Nile and the cows and everything.
Well, that's interesting. You're saying because...
He would have been upset by it, and he would have killed them, probably, because they would have been going against the beliefs of Egypt.
So you're saying to say that there is a famine in the land, to say that there's a famine, so that's... You're saying to say there's a famine, that's in it. In other words, you can't have a famine by the Nile because that's an attack on the Egyptian gods.
And it's also the cows, you know, because they worship.
They worship the cows also, so in other words, that would be an attack on the Egyptian gods. So in other words, that's a logical, that's like a logical reason. In other words, Sifsei Chachamim was saying that basically. They don't understand, the magicians don't understand what it means. They're not experts in interpreting dreams and knowing the rules of dreams, that the rules of dreams are that that for kings they should deal with national things. And Herbie, you're saying, and that's why, and Yosef's position was logical because it was something nationalistic. And Herbie was saying that I didn't see any Mefarshim who said that. That's very fascinating, that they wouldn't say something that potentially would go against the gods to say that that bad things will happen to the Nile River, to the Nile River or to the cow. And Yosef wasn't afraid. So again, that's a logical explanation. That Yosef again, here just Yosef wasn't afraid according to that approach.
Is Herbie positing that the Chartumim understood the dream and knew what the answer was, but just was afraid to tell him? I mean, that's the supposition.
That's his supposition.
That's not what I'm saying. They may have been able to interpret. They probably weren't, but they were still afraid to say anything because anything they would say.
Well, they said things, but you say they wouldn't say. I thought you were saying is that they wouldn't say something that would be against the gods.
Right. Even if they thought it, they wouldn't say it.
Okay. Okay.
So I think that's why he liked Yosef's interpretation, because Yosef took the dream, he told him what he thought it meant, and then he gave him a advice for the future, what to take this dream forward and do something with it, and that there's going to be a famine, so prepare for it, and then that would assure his malchus. And he would be a hero.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like that's more of like an extension of the Sifsei Chachamim, where you would say the rules of kings of dreams is that, especially for a king, he's not just stop dreaming that to know the future, that really a dream should have a practical ramification. There should be something. If you're just saying you're going to have seven daughters and you're going to and you're going to bury $7, that doesn't do anything to Paro. And there's no action required for Paro. And again, the same idea that maybe the magicians, are not the magicians are not do not want to obligate Paro to do anything. They don't want to like criticize his government and force him to do something. Okay. Yeah, I think that's a reasonable position also. Okay.
And it also seems to be, you think about it, it has to do something with agriculture. He sees sheaves, he sees cows, which are used to plow, even in India, you see great cows are plowing, and the Nile. It seems to be something to do with food and agriculture.
Right, so you would wonder, so again, the question really is, like, is Yosef's interpretation an obvious one, or is it not an obvious one? That's really the question. There's some of your suggestions. I mean, it's an interesting question, a big picture question, which is the following. Did he know something about dream interpretation that the magician didn't know? Did God sort of, hide it from the magicians? Did God give Yosef supernatural powers? Or you're going to say that the magicians were afraid to speak the truth, either because of what Herbie said or what Sandra said, right? There are different ways to understand, you know, big picture. You know, like they wouldn't say things to the king to say you have to do something, or they wouldn't speak against the gods, right? That's what you're saying.
Rabbi, also the thing is, don't forget, he had two dreams, repeated the thing. Now, the magicians did not pick up the fact that how could he interpret the second part, same as the first? Why would the dreams be repeated as opposed to Yosef?
Right.
Gave an explanation of why he had two dreams as opposed to just one.
Yeah. In other words, maybe they didn't take into account the, right. Well, they said it was two different dreams.
Yosef had experience with two dreams.
Yeah.
He also had two
dreams. Yeah. Okay. So let's see some of the other Mefarshim. The Rashbam basically says, ain't posero some devarim ha-misiyashin leparo. It doesn't go any further. Just not acceptable. The Gur Aryeh says that, vim tomar v'loma lo hayanichnas bazna, the second line, b'noyada shema emes pitro, maybe their solution, maybe the magician solution was a good solution. V'yesh lomar shekomi sherucho mekashkesh bekirbo. If basically you're getting nervous, your spirit is clanging in your inside, like you're going crazy, you're full of anxiety. Hu bishvil shechalam lo chalom shetzarech lipitaron. Ein rucho nocha lo achiniftar lo. You know, his para was vatipaem rucho. He clearly had a bad spirit, and he was really feeling melancholy, and he had a pit in his stomach, and he's not gonna feel calm until he's got the right dream, the right interpretation. So you could also say, Goraya said very simply, why didn't he listen to the interpret? Why didn't he accept their dreams? Because the pit in his stomach did not go away. So that you could just simply say that. In other words, he had this vatipa em rucho and just didn't go away. Vo nira, the kasher yoli. What?
It's interesting that the Torah uses the same word.
I mean the ruach, right? Yeah.
Yeah, the ruach. Yeah. In other words,
right. That could hint to the idea of it's something being divine, maybe, because some of our uncles can we see that Yosef did have ruach Elokim, right?
It's also a situation that Paro changed the dream around when he told it to.
Yeah. Right.
Yosef knew enough to know that that to keep them on track
and
the right dream.
Right. We're gonna see different versions of that explanation. That he changed the dream for a little bit. Yeah, I can't go through all the sources, but that's certainly another approach too. Vo nira dechasher yolid zayin banot v'yikaver zayin banot harei kuvar rishona. If you're gonna give birth to seven daughters and bury seven daughters, it's like nothing changed. I mean, you could disagree with that, but Paro feels like, what's the purpose of that? By ikin lama tipam rucho. Something new that's going to happen. A dream is something that new is going to happen. You're going to have $7, you're going to bury $7. There's nothing new that's happening. V'chein yira, obviously there's major psychological impacts, but Paro's not focusing on that. V'chein yira mima, and then he goes on, he has other takes on this, but the Gur Aryeh's main point is that, again, he wasn't calm. And so that didn't satisfy him, and there's no chiddush in their interpretation. Rabbeinu Bachaye, so he's someone who says that actually, he says eight in the second line, he says v'yeshli t'mua ech efshe shloyuchlu chachamav hagdolim v'chartumav lo dia lo pitaron hachalom. How can it be that his wise men and his really smart magicians were not able to solve the dream? V'dor mochichim shehem morim sheva shnei sava v'sheva shnei rav. It's pretty clear, as Baruch mentioned. You got grain, you got sheaves of wheat, you got cows. Obviously, you're talking about plenty and famine. Shrei haparus hayud siman lacharisha. Cows are a siman, are a sign for plowing. And shibalim siman ksira. And sheaves, that's harvesting. Avala kol yasimim meibala sibos yisal shesichel atzasam. Veheishivachor chachmasam. Kin shenema meishiv chachma chachamim achor vedatam yiskal. So, the Rabbeinu Bachaye says that this was God's plan, and God miraculously took away anyone else's ability to interpret the dream. Okay, so Evan.
You said last week you said the whole thing purpose was to get Yaakov down to Mitzrayim,
right?
But the with the Marcel Yosef. This is just a continuation of that same thing.
Correct. Because
we don't want to give them the answer, because then Yaakov would come down with Mitzrayim.
Correct. So I get... Yeah, correct, Evan. The question I'm asking is you're right. Obviously, this is you're 100% correct. This is God's plan to get Yosef, you know, elevated and eventually bring the family down to Mitzrayim. It's part of the grand plan. The question was, how much of this was outwardly supernatural, and how much of this was not outwardly supernatural? That's sort of the question I'm sort of dealing with. Yeah, Evan.
Yosef dreamt their dream also. As they were dreaming it. So he could have been dreaming Paro's dream here also, and knew the answer for it.
No, I think they each dreamt the interpretation of the other dream.
He also dreamt their dreams also.
Right, that's something the Farshim say that, yes. Okay, but so let me just sort of summarize the first part of the Shir, and we wanted to know why were the magician's interpretations not acceptable. So we suggested that, number one, Rabbeinu Bachaye, it was God's plan. It was God, you know, it was an obvious solution should be, we're talking about agriculture, but Rabbeinu Bachaye say that that Hashem took away their power to understand. We have Herbie and Sandra want to say sort of different approaches, is that they were afraid to give certain, the magicians were afraid to give certain interpretations to Paro, either because by doing so, it would be critical of the gods, or it would require power to do something, and that's not what the magicians would do, but that's something that Yosef would have no problem doing. You could say that the Gur Aryeh simply that Paro didn't feel better after their solutions. So whatever their solutions were, he didn't feel good, afterwards. And the Sifsei Chachamim says that obviously they didn't know the rule of dream. They didn't know they didn't go to dream school. They didn't understand how dreams work, and that dreams for kings require a national response. So why was Yosef successful in interpreting this dream? So again, like, you know, Baruch mentioned Vatipa Embrucho and, you know, Ruach Elokimbo. So this again, you know, Paro says that he has Ruach Elokim. So again, Unculus takes this very seriously. And Unculus says, Vamar Paro Lavdohi, it is in Perak Mem Alef Pasuk Lamed Ches, Vamar Paro Lavdohi Anishkach Kadin Gavar De Ruach Nevuah Min Kadam Hashem Bey. Is there someone who has a Ruach Nevuah? So he says explicitly that for Yosef to come up with this, so this is obviously prophetic. To me, this is like the opposite of Rabbeinu Bachaye. Rabbeinu Bachaye says that God miraculously, supernaturally took away their basic knowledge, the magician's knowledge. And Unculus says the opposite, that Hashem, that logically you would not have necessarily come to this conclusion, but Hashem gave the power of prophecy to Yosef. I want to go through Rav Amnon Bazak's approach, Rabbi Forman's approach, and Rav Sadia Gaon's approach as to why why Yosef came up with this dream. Both Rav Amnon Bazak and Rabbi Forman both say that, again, it's natural, not supernatural. But like Evan said, Hashem sometimes, you know, creates a chain of events in order because he wants to further history. But sometimes, you know, you think about, let's say, the creation of the state of Israel. You can look at it in natural terms, but there are so many coincidences, which obviously are not coincidences. This had to happen, that had to happen. You know, the UN was formed, and this one time the U.S. and Russia were on the same side, and all these different things, you know, happen. All these different situations happen one after the other. So they all voted for a state of Israel. And you could say again, it's all natural. They're all natural, but this was God's plan. But the chance of all these things happening is unlikely. Now, sometimes you could find the hand of God without necessarily something to be overtly supernatural. Again, Rabbeinu Bachaye said it was overtly supernatural. Hashem took away the free will, the knowledge, basic knowledge for the magicians. Unculus said Hashem gave Yosef supernatural spiritual powers, or at least Paro says to his servants that. So whether that's accurate or not. But it seems he saw that this was a vision. After all, Yosef says, Elokim yenesh lom paro. You know, as Yosef says, that God's going to provide the solution. So you could say this might have been a prophecy. So if you say that it was not a prophecy, so why did Yosef know about this interpretation? So essentially, what Rav Amnon Bazak, the big question, and really I think Rav Amnon Bazak and Rabbi Foreman point out, is that Yosef's chiddush is that Yosef basically claims that the seven cows, which are objects, are really units of time. That's something that the other magicians did not interpret, that Yosef did. Okay? In other words, according to both Rav Amnon Bazak and Rabbi Foreman, Yosef, the magicians would have interpreted seven cows and seven sheaves as being objects, because they were objects, and Yosef interpreted them as units of time. How did Yosef know that? So Rav Amnon Bazak says that Yosef had a dream earlier with the baker and the butler, and in last week's parsha, and there they dream about objects, and Yosef there interprets the objects as units of time, right? They dream about three baskets of bread, or the other three grapes, whatever, three vines, and Yosef interprets that as time. Now, why does Yosef think there it's referring to time? Because Yosef thinks to himself, three. Oh, I know, in 3 days, Paro is going to have a birthday, and Paro makes very important decisions on his birthday. So there, Yosef knew there that the three vines or the three bread baskets must refer to units of time. And so Yosef had information that the other magicians did not. From his previous dream, he thought, oh yeah, so obviously these seven cows and these seven sheaves of wool must refer to, of wheat, must refer to units of time. That's how sort of Rav Amnon Bazak says. That's Yosef had this information that the other magicians didn't have. And what Rabbi Foreman says, he has a very novel interpretation where he says that basically Yosef was sort of playing back his own life in Paro's dream. That the Torah talks about that there were seven cows, Vatirena Ba'achu, and Unkelu says, translates Ba'achu as Ba'achva. So there you have seven, you have seven beautiful cows, right? Yifat Toar. So who's Yifat Toar? So that's
Yosef.
Yosef and who else?
Rachel.
Rachel, right? You have Rachel. And then you have seven cows that are rakos. So you have rakos basar. So again, Rabbi Form is being a little creative. The kuf with the kaf. So ene leah rakos. So you have the seven. You have the seven cows. The seven yifat toar. The seven. There's Yosef. And then you have the seven rakot, which are leah. And what happened? The leah cows ate the Rachel cows. In other words, he's sort of retelling his own story when he sold into slavery. He sees his own dream, his own life coming before him. So he knew that obviously. Why is it seven? Why is it seven?
Seven years.
Thank
seven
you.
Years.
7 years. So he says, what's seven about both Rachel and Leah? Yaakov worked 7 years for Rachel. Yaakov worked 7 years for Leah. So he says, so based on that, Yaakov, you know, as Yaakov replayed in Paro's dream what happened to him, how he was consumed and what happened, and nobody knew about it. What happens when the seven thin cows eat the seven fat cows? Nobody could tell. Nobody knew anything. Nobody knew anything, right? So that's what happened when Yosef was sold. Like, no one came after him, right? So Yosef knew then that the seven cows refer to units of time, 7 years. So that's how. So Rav Amnon Bazak and Rabbi Foreman both have different takes on how Yosef interpreted objects to mean units of time based on Yosef's past experiences. And this is something that the magicians didn't have. I want to finish by telling you Rav Sadia Gaon. Sadi Gaon has another fascinating pshat. And he says, is the final source. This is Rav Sadi Gaon on Mishlei. He says the following. I found this out. I discovered this year. He said, Kemoshe bir Yosef chalom paro sheva paros and sheva shibalim. Yosef explained, like some of you said that, you know, Paro hid part of his dream. I didn't get into those interpretations. There's that whole school of thought that Paro, if you looked at what Paro says and what happened, it's not exactly accurate, and Yosef knew. They're right, that's a whole nother set of answers dealing with that. I want to focus on Rav Sadi Gaon, who says a slightly, really fascinating but different variation on this. He says, there are seven cows and seven sheaves of wheat. Lefi Shehu Pirek et HaSeder, he basically disassembled the order, the Sidro Sidro Achar, and he made a different order. The Omar, Sheva Paros Tavos, Tochal, Sheva Shibalim Tavos. Seven fat cows will eat seven bundles of wheat, the Zemora al Doshan Vesova, and this will testify to the years of plenty. The Sheva Paros Raos, Tochal, Sheva Shibalim Raos, the Zemora al Batsoras Varav, and seven bad cows will eat seven bad sheaves of wheat, and this demonstrates that there will be years of famine. In other words, what happened? Yosef knew the rules of interpretation, not like the Sifsei Chachamim said, but for a different reason. The Rav Sadi Gaon holds that dreams are a function of reality. Dreams have to make sense. Dreams have to be logical. So Paro dreamed, or he thought he dreamed, he thought he dreamt, of seven thin cows eating seven fat cows, seven thin bundles of wheat eating seven large bundles of wheat. That is not logically possible. So Yosef, who knows about dreams, he said, that can't be right. What must be right is, you didn't dream it right. You had seven large cows eating seven large bundles of wheat, meaning there'll be a time of what? 7 years of plenty. And then there will be seven thin cows eating seven thin sheaves of wheat, which will be years of famine. That's not what Paro thought he dreamt. But Paro got it wrong because dreams have to be based on reality. So I found that a very fascinating shot. So again, it's like, in other words, when we, just to summarize, we want to figure out, why didn't the magicians get it right? Why did Yosef get it right? So you can look at it all as being, now obviously again, it's all in the hands of Hashem. Hashem, you know, moves pieces to get Yaakov's children down to Mitzrayim. But how did he move those pieces? Was it something purely supernatural? That there's no way the magicians could know about it and Yosef had prophecy, like Unkelus? Or God withheld the obvious logical interpretation from the Khartoumim, from the magicians, like Rabbeinu Bachai? So you have the supernatural approach. Or you could say, no, that the magicians could figure this out, but they were afraid to mention anything that had to do with criticizing the gods, they're afraid to mention anything that would require power to do something. And Yosef wasn't afraid to do that. Or you could say that there was a piece of information they didn't have that Yosef had, that the seven objects meant units of time, like Rav Amnon Bazak and Rabbi Foreman. Or you can say that Yosef was a bucky in dreams, and he knew something about dreams that the other people did not know. And either you can say, that you can use that in one of two ways. Either you can say that, either you can say like the Sifsei Chachamim, that Yosef knows that dreams have to be nationalistic, dreams for kingdom have to be nationalistic, or of Sadi Gaon, who says that dreams have to make sense. And again, this is only, there are many more interpretations. I think you've suggested some of them, but I think we have enough to try to remember and focus on. And anyway, that's sort of one take. We see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes he'll act supernaturally, but sometimes you just have to look for the signs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you find his hand guiding us throughout history.